翻开新约圣经以弗所书。
Let's just turn to the New Testament in the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章，我们从第十五节念到第二十节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 1, we'll read from verse 15 through verse 20.
以弗所书第一章第十五节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒就为你们不住的感谢神祷告的时候常提到你们
For this reason I too having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which exists among you and your love for all the saints do not cease giving thanks for you or making mention of you in my prayers
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力使他从死里复活叫他在天上坐在自己的右边
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe these are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly placesLet's continue with the word of prayer.
我们无依无靠地来到你的面前。
Father, as we gather before you once again,
愿你自己的灵与我们同在。
May your spirit, be with us.
借着圣灵向我们里面说话。
And through the Holy Spirit, may you speak to us.
把你的儿子更多的启示在我们里头。
To reveal more of your Son within us.
让我们在灵里面看见我们的主。
We would be able to see our Lord in the Spirit.
看见他的荣耀
See his glory.
我们能够挺身昂首在神的面前行
And that we would be able to stand and lift our hands and continue to walk.
保守我们底下的时间
And in the following time.
祷告奉主的名
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 在基督徒的生活当中我们越过越觉得我们需要更多的认识神。
In a Christian's life, the longer we live it, we develop this feeling that we need to know the Lord more.
认识神呢是基督徒一生所要学习的功课。
And knowing the Lord is a lesson that Christians need to learn all throughout their lives.
但是如果我们要问刚刚信主的弟兄或姊妹的时候呢，你认不认识神
？If we ask a new believer, whether or not they know the Lord,
我当然认识神啊！我不认识神，我怎么会信主呢？我怎么会受浸呢
？They would say, "Of course I know the Lord. Otherwise, why would I believe and why would I be baptized?"
如果我不相信他是那位创造宇宙万物的神，如果我不相信他从死里复活，我怎么会成为基督徒呢
？If I don't believe that He is the Creator of all things and that the Lord Jesus died and rose again, Why would I believe in him?
就是因为我认识他了，所以我今天要相信他，跟随他。
It's because I know him that I believe in him and am following him today.
但是呢，时日慢慢的过去。
But as time passes,
那么我们越走越发觉呢，我们不太认识神。
The longer we walk, the more we find that we don't really know the Lord.
怎么知道我们不认识神呢
？How do we begin knowing that we don't know the Lord?
我们从我们的祷告当中的时候我们就可以学到。
Through our prayer, we can learn this lesson.
多少时候呢我们觉得我们是在神的心意当中来祷告。
How many times do we feel that we're praying in the Lord's will?
我们的祷告呢就是希望神做事。
We pray because we need the Lord to act.
我们但是我们问我们中间我们有多少时候我们的祷告神没有听。
If we ask among ourselves, how many times have we prayed when it seems like the Lord hasn't heard?
我们呢祷告得很迫切，多少年神也没有听。
And we've prayed very fervently for so many years, and it seems like the Lord hasn't answered.
但很有可能是因为神的时间还没有到。
it's true that maybe the Lord's time has not arrived yet.
那时间到了, 神自然谁听神他自己做事。
And when His time has come, then naturally He will act in His own will.
但是有多少时候我们事后一段时间祷告完以后发觉好像这不是神的心意。
And how many times have we prayed for a period of time and then we feel that we discover that this might not be the Lord's will.
神不是这么做事的。
That the Lord doesn't work in this manner.
哎，你我们越过了一个年日的时候呢，当人在问我们这个问题的时候，
and as the years continue to pass and people ask us this question,
你认不认识神啊？
Do you know the Lord?
我们越来越没有把握了。
We more and more feel that we lack in confidence.
我认识他，但是呢，我好像又不认识他。I
know him, but somehow I don't know him as well.
那么认识神呢，实在是基督徒一生所要学的功课。
Knowing the Lord is a lesson that Christians have to learn their entire lives.
如果我们不认识神的话,
if we don't know the Lord,
我们怎么能够与神同行呢?
How can we walk together with Him?
你怎么可能跟一个人一天到晚在一起在走路, 但是你却不认识他?
How can you walk with a person, you know, day and night and yet not know Him?
如果我们不认识神的话, 我们怎么来服侍他呢?
If we don't know the Lord, how can we serve Him?
多少时候呢, 基督徒的服侍呢, 不是在那里讨神的喜悦呢, 反而是得罪神。
Oftentimes, a Christian service may not be pleasing to the Lord, but may be sinning against
Him. 因为我们的服侍没有在那个真的认识他的根基上。
Because our service is not built on the foundation of truly knowing the Lord.
那么认识神呢, 是 基督徒天天要学习的功课。
Knowing the Lord is a lesson that Christians need to learn every day.
当然呢, 认识神呢, 它主要的是, 是需要我们有这个心愿, 我们想要认识神。
Knowing the Lord first is needs this heart of desiring to know the Lord.
我们读经, 我们祷告, 我们参加聚会, 就是要认识神。
We read the Bible, we pray, we gather together, it's because we want to know the Lord.
但是你发觉呢, 认识神这件事情呢，实在是神他自己的恩典。
But we find that knowing the Lord truly is actually a grace from the Lord.
我们的神呢，他是一个启示的神。
Our Lord is a God of revelation.
如果神他不启示他自己的话呢，没有人能够认识他。If
He did not reveal Himself, no one would be able to know Him.
哎，那年日过去，你发觉呢，实在是不是我们自己的心愿如何？那心愿固然很重要啊。As
years pass on, we find that it is not just a matter of our heart, our desire to know the Lord is very important.
实在是神他自己的恩典呢，让我们能够认识他。
But it is grace from the Lord that allows us to know Him.
我们呢，那个为了认识神这件事情，我们就需要常常来到面前祷告。
And in this matter of knowing the Lord, we often have to come to Him in prayer.
所以保罗他在写那个以弗所书呢，是一开始他是一个非常高的一个赞美的一个祷告哈。
And so this prayer in Ephesians first is a prayer of praise.
在这第一个祷告里面，他说到我们在基督里面所得到的一切的丰盛啊，在创世以前曾经拣选了我们，他在我们耶稣基督里面呢，把一切的他的产业、他的丰盛都赐给我们了。First,
he thanks the Lord for predestining us to adoption as sons and for setting aside all these this inheritance for us.
那么，为着在神在耶稣基督里面所赐给我们的一切，保罗在那里感谢赞美神。
And for all that the Lord has prepared and given to us, Paul is giving thanks to the Lord in this prayer.
站在这个根基上,
standing on this foundation.
15节他说, 因此,
and then in verse 15 he says, for this reason.
因此, 在那个我们有这么大好的根基的时候呢, 当他来到神的面前, 他听到他那个以弗所的圣徒, 他们亲爱主耶稣, 他们信从主耶稣, 亲爱众圣徒。
For this reason, built on this foundation of the previous prayer, having heard of the faith of the Lord Jesus which exists among the saints,
他呢,就为他们不住的感谢神。
On one hand, he does not cease giving thanks for them.
那么另一方面呢, 他祷告的时候, 常常提到他们。
On the other hand, in his prayers, he often makes mention of them.
他常常在神面前为这些圣徒们祷告。
And before the Lord, he is often praying for these saints.
那求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧的启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the full knowledge of Him.
你知道，是以弗所教会是一个光景非常好的教会。
We know that the church in Ephesians, in Ephesus, is a church with a very good condition.
那么保罗呢, 在旅行步道当中, 他花了3年的功夫, 跟他们在一起。
In his missionary journeys, Paul spent 3 years with them.
那么他, 保罗说呢, 凡是与你们有益的事情, 我没有一样不讲的。
He says, I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable.
有关于神永远的旨意啊，我们有一样必会不说的。
And also, I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of God.
那么关于神永远的旨意呢，他在这当中三年之久不断的向他们宣讲。
So for 3 years, he was preaching among them about the whole purpose of God.
所以呢，你从以弗所书呢，你就可以看见的，以弗所教会的光景是非常好的。
So in the book of Ephesians, you can see that the church of Ephesus was in a very good condition.
在其他的书信里面呢，常常都会说到那个教会里面的一些光景呢，是需要更正的哈，是需要劝诫的。
In other epistles, we may see that he spent some time in these letters, you know, correcting some of the issues that they may have.
那么哥林多教会不用说了。
We won't speak of the Corinthians.
加拉太的教会，哥罗西的教会，甚至那个提撒罗尼加的教会，甚至最好的腓立比教会，你们都有些问题，他需要那保罗在那对付。The
Galatians, the Corinthians, even the church in Thessalonians and Philippians, they also had particular issues that Paul needed to correct.
但是呢，以弗所书我们好像看不到在这以弗所教会有什么样的问题。But
in the book of Ephesians, we don't find that there seems to be any issue in Ephesians. In Ephesus.
而且呢，以弗所书呢，被认为是一卷在所有保罗书信里面是一个最高的一卷书。
And it is considered among all of Paul's epistles to be one of the highest epistles.
他呢，多方说到神的永远的旨意。
He oftentimes speaks of God's eternal will.
那么一定是保罗对于这些弟兄姊妹们呢有些认识，知道他们能够听得进这些那个这高深的这些属灵的真理啊。
And it must come from the fact that Paul has an understanding of these Ephesians that they can receive this teaching.
所以他呢，可以把神永远的旨意当中的没有一件事情不向他们说的。
That he could share with them the entirety of his understanding of the whole purpose of God.
但是呢，保罗里面深深知道一个感觉。
But Paul, deep within himself, has this feeling.
就算是这些弟兄姊妹们光景这样的好。
That even these Ephesians, when their condition is so good, he needs to pray for them constantly.
那么需要呢，神把再把更多的智慧和启示灵赐给他们。
That the Lord needs to give even more of a spirit of wisdom and revelation to them.
叫他们能够真的认识神。
That they would truly understand the Lord.
在这里呢，在翻译上面呢，有一点难处。
In this place, the translation has some difficulty.
就是呢，这里所说的灵呢，到底是指的什么灵？
The spirit here, what kind of spirit are we talking about?
是指的圣灵呢，还是指我们个人的灵呢？
Is it the Holy Spirit or is it our individual spirit?
在中文的翻的读的时候，我多年的感觉好像是讲的圣灵来说的。
In the Chinese translation, for many years as I was reading it, I felt that it was talking about the Holy Spirit.
那么在翻译我看了大概六七个翻译啊，那么。 NIV 跟 ESV 啊，他们都翻成这是圣灵，the Holy Spirit 的大写的。
And so after reading several translations, 6 or 7, I found that the ESV and the NIV translations capitalize the Spirit here, implying the Holy Spirit.
但是呢 ，New King James 那个 ESV 那个什么 New American Standard 或者是 Darby 的。 都是小写的灵，是指我们个人这个灵。
But the NASB translation, the New King James Version, and the Darby translation write spirit in lowercase, implying our own individual spirit.
所以在这边的话呢，有些人是这样子领会哈，这是讲这里是讲的圣灵的工作。
So it tells us that some people feel that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么确实呢，如果不是圣灵的工作的话。
And truthfully, if it is not the work of the Holy Spirit,
we
would not have this wisdom.
真正的智慧是来自于神的。
True wisdom only comes from the Lord.
And
we will not be able to obtain the revelation. And all of the revelation of the Lord is through the work of the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can give us this wisdom. To understand the revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit. This spirit of wisdom and revelation is not a separate spirit. It is the same Holy Spirit that we received when we believed in the Lord.
前面他说呢,我们信主了以后呢,就有圣灵在我们做印记。
Previously it said that when we believe, the Holy Spirit has become an assurance.
那么信主了圣灵在我里面做得基业的凭据,做职。
It is the pledge of our inheritance.
圣灵住在我们里面,天天带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit dwells within us daily to lead us.
所以保罗这里的祷告呢,如果是指着圣灵来讲的话,是指着我们对于圣灵更新鲜的经历和领会。
If Paul here is talking about the Holy Spirit, then he is saying that we have a fresh experience with the Holy Spirit.
没错，圣灵天天在带领我们。
It is true that the Holy Spirit is daily leading us.
但是很多时候呢，我们在需要在一个新鲜的这个经历和启示，圣灵好好不要把从前没有做过的工作再做在我们里面。
But oftentimes we will need this fresh experience and revelation from the Holy Spirit that. It would need to go back and reveal again the things that we learned before.
那么刚刚说呢，好像比较多数的翻译的这些学者们认为呢，这是我们的灵，是小写的灵。
It seems that there are more translations and more scholars that have translated it as a lowercase spirit, which is our own individual spirit.
我们呢需要有一个灵。 这个灵呢,
we need a spirit that has wisdom that we can understand revelation.
我有在我们的灵里面呢，我们才能够来接受从神那里的智慧，能够进入神的启示当中。
And it is only with our spirit that we can receive the understanding from the Lord and enter in with Him.
当然，这个灵是我们一信主的时候，这个灵就有了。
It's true when we believe in the Lord, we would have the Spirit.
我们一旦信主以后，是神的生命住在我们里面，我们的灵活过来了。When
we believe in the Lord and the Holy Spirit comes within us, our own spirit is revived.
如果保罗这边所讲的是我们的灵的话，这不是说我们再另外再得一个灵。If
Paul is talking about our individual spirit, again, he is not talking about receiving another spirit.
那么这是说到我们对我们里面这个灵的生命呢，要个更新鲜的经历，更活泼的领受。
That he's saying that our own spirits need to be revived to have this new experience.
实在来说，很多时候呢，我们不是很能够分清楚，这是到底是圣灵的工作呢，还是我们的灵里面的工作。其实这两个是在一起的。如果不是圣灵在我们的里面工作启示的话，我们没有办法对神有认识。
Oftentimes we may have difficulty separating whether it's the work of the Holy Spirit or our own spirit, but truthfully, this is both of them working together. Without either one, we would not be able to receive the revelation from them.
那么对这个灵的经历是呢，它是要经历这个灵所施加的智慧和启示。
But the experience is we would need to receive this wisdom and revelation from them.
什么叫做智慧呢？
What is wisdom?
智慧呢，就是让我们能够知道什么是真实的，什么是正确的，什么是能够存到永远的。
Wisdom lets us understand what is true, what is right, and what is eternal.
很多时候呢，我们看见的事物的时候呢，我们呢不太能够分清楚它到底是真的还是假的。If
we see a certain thing, we often may have difficulty understanding whether it's real or fake.
多少那个虚假事物的，外面看的好像真的一样。How
many times we see something as fake that outwardly looks very real?
智慧让我们能够分辨。 什么是真的，什么是假的？
Wisdom lets us determine what is true and what is false.
智慧叫我们能够分辨什么是对的，什么是错的。
Wisdom lets us understand what is right or wrong.
多少今天在今天这个社会里头，人把错的事情说了一遍、两遍、三遍以后呢，错的都变成对的。
In this society especially, How many times will someone repeat something that's wrong? One time, two times, three times, so many times that it becomes right.
智慧叫我们知道, 不管人怎么说, 我晓得什么是对的, 什么是错的。
Wisdom lets us know, no matter what other people say, what is right and what is wrong.
智慧让我们看见什么东西是可以永存的。
And wisdom lets us see what will be eternal.
多少的事情,那个, 我们今天看, 都看为宝贝的事情, 你之后想想看, 这马上就会过去的。
And many times we'll consider something to be precious today, but it immediately passes.
人的称赞也好, 这个人的这个虚拟也好, 世上的财富也好, 很多事情很短暂, 叫过去的。
Praise from the people or riches, these things all pass very quickly.
智慧呢, 叫我们能够认识, 什么合适到的可以永存的。
Wisdom lets us understand what is lasting.
这是字典上的定义,
哈, this is the dictionary definition of wisdom.
那么在圣经上说到智慧的时候,
but when the Bible talks about wisdom,
当然这些字典上的定义来讲, 都包括在里头,
of course, all these dictionary definitions are wrapped up in it.
但是呢, 圣经上说到智慧的时候呢, 是紧紧跟神相连的,
but when the Bible talks about wisdom, it is directly connected with the Lord.
唯有神, 祂是智慧的源头。
Only the Lord is the source of our wisdom.
唯有当我们与神相连的时候, 我们才能够得到智慧。
Only when we are connected with the Lord can we receive wisdom.
在这个旧约里面的智慧书啊, 箴言里面这么说,
and in the Old Testament book of wisdom, the Proverbs, it says this.
它说呢, 认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端啊, 认识至圣者便是聪明。
And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
那么他说到那个, 智慧从哪里来呢?
Do we know where wisdom comes from?
他说呢, 是从敬畏神开始的。
Wisdom comes from first the fear of the Lord.
一面说呢, 当你敬畏神的时候呢, 你就会有智慧。
On one hand, it tells us that if you fear the Lord, you will have wisdom.
那么另外一方面说呢, 你有没有智慧呢? 显明在你敬不敬畏神。
On the other hand, it also tells us that whether or not you have wisdom is revealed by whether or not you fear the Lord.
人当我们敬畏神的时候,
when we fear the Lord,
我们知道我们自己的软弱, 我们自己的有限,
we know our own weakness and our own limitations.
我们之所以会敬畏神,
and therefore we will fear the Lord.
是因为我们看见神的伟大, 神的浩瀚无穷。
We see how great and powerful the Lord is.
在这样的那个浩瀚无穷伟大的神面前, 我们起敬畏的心, 这是智慧的开端呢。
And compared to the greatness and the glory of the Lord, this is the beginning of wisdom.
诗篇上他怎么说呢? 他说愚顽的人心里说没有神。
What does the psalm say, right? The foolish person says there is no Lord.
人最愚昧的事情行在什么事情上呢?
What is the most foolish thing that a person can say?
就是当人看见这创造的宇宙万物的时候, 看见这么多奇妙事情不能解释的时候, 他心中还硬着心说没有神。
When a person sees the beauty and the fullness and the greatness of all creation, but in their hearts they can harden themselves and say, there is no God.
在神面前没有一个敬畏的心。
And before the Lord, there is no fear.
在这件事上就显出人的愚昧来。
And this shows the foolishness of man.
所以呢, 圣经上说到智慧的时候, 总是与他这个智慧的源头是紧紧相连的。
So when the Bible talks about wisdom, it is very firmly connected to its source, the Lord.
唯有当我们与这个神相连的时候, 我们里面得到他的智慧。
When we are connected with the Lord, then we will receive wisdom within.
智慧呢, 叫我们能够认识神。
And this wisdom allows us to understand or know the Lord.
一面的智慧来自于神。
On one hand, wisdom comes from the Lord.
一面的智慧叫我们认识神。
On the other hand, wisdom allows us to know the Lord.
保罗他在哥罗西书他这么说啊, 他说我的一个祷告啊, 就是要你们在各样的属灵的智慧悟性上, 能够满心知道神的旨意。
In Colossians, Paul has this prayer, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
那么当人 里面充满了来自于属灵的智慧悟性的时候,
when we're filled with the spiritual wisdom and understanding,
我们才有可能满心知道神他自己的旨意。
Only then will we be filled with the knowledge of his will.
那什么是启示呢？
And what is revelation?
启示呢，是说神把他自己所示的告诉我们。
It's when the Lord tells us of himself.
基督徒所信的是神呢，跟世界上的宗教一个最大的不同。
This is the greatest difference between the God that Christians believe in and what religions would teach us today.
我们的神呢，他是一位启示的神。
Our God is a God of revelation.
也就是说呢，如果他不启示他自己的，很没有人能够认识他。
Which is to say, if he does not reveal himself, no one will be able to know him.
我们今天之所以来到神的面前敬拜他。
The reason we gather together and worship him today.
我们相信他，跟随他。
We follow him and believe in him.
是因为他先把他自己启示了给我们。
It's because he first revealed himself to us.
世界上的宗教呢，都是人去找神，是人在想神，神应该是什么样子。
Other religions today are all people seeking God and thinking, what would a God be like?
那所以他们所想出来的神呢，那个各式各样的神，他一个共同的特点，他就是完全受到人的思想的一个限制。
And so one characteristic that's shared among all of these religions is that their God is limited by what man can imagine.
但是我们的神呢，他是个启示的神，他把自己启示给我们。我们对于神的认识，完全是因为他告诉了我们的缘故。
But our God is a God of revelation, and the only reason we would know him is because he has revealed himself to us.
在这里呢，那么我们要认识一点呢，就是一面来说呢，神的启示已经完全了。
Here, we have one point to say is that even though his revelation is now complete.
那么当圣经写完了以后呢，神关于他自己所事所做的已经完全显明出来了。
Once the Bible is completed, all that the Lord has decided to reveal to us is fully revealed, completed.
所以我们需要对于神他所事的、他所做的需要的认识，圣经都已经告诉我们了。
All that we need to know about our Lord, who he is and what he does, has already been told to us in the Bible.
如果呢，今天有人说，他说我在圣经，我今天得到了神的一个启示，这个启示呢是圣经上所没有的。
If today someone says, I have received a revelation from the Lord, and it is a revelation that is not told in the Bible.
那么我们还是有很清楚知道啊，这不是来自于神的。
We have a very clear sign that this revelation is not from the
Lord. 那么所有的异端呢，所有的邪教啊，都是出自这个神，他们在圣经以外，他们得到更多的启示啊，这是神所没有说过的话。
All the various heresies and false teachings come about from so-called revelations that are apart from the Bible.
所以严格的来说的话呢，我们今天呢不应该有启示。
From a strict point of strict definition wise, we should not have new revelations today.
那么因为所有的神的启示都在圣经上告诉我们。
Because all the revelations have already been told to us in the Bible.
但是呢，神已经启示过的事情。
But the things that God has already revealed.
并不表示说我们就认识明白了。
Does not mean that we understand and know them.
那么虽然神是已经启示过的事。
Even though all these things have been revealed by the Lord already.
但是在我们里面来说，个人的经历里面来讲的话。
But within us, in our own experience.
好像是我从来没有听过似的。
It might be something that I've never heard before.
我是那个从来没有看到过的事情。
Or something I have never seen before.
哎呀，虽然神在圣经上已经说过多少次了。
Even though the Lord has said it so many times in the Bible.
但有一天呢，神开里面我的心窍的时候，一看见圣经上说的是，这是个新的启示。对我个人来讲的话，这是个新的启示。
And only one day when the Lord opens up our eyes to see it, we will say, "Oh, this is a new revelation." Individually to me, it is a new revelation.
所以我们需要一面呢，我们需要神。我们借着祷告哈，神把智慧赐给我们。
On one hand, we need to pray and ask the Lord to give wisdom to us.
那么好叫我们能够明白他已经启示过的事。
To understand what he has already revealed.
好像再把他自己的话语曾经说过的事情重新翻译启示在我里面，是个新鲜的，是一个活泼的。
That all that he has revealed in his word would be translated. To be fresh and live within us.
那么在这个根基上面呢，他说呢，好叫你们真知道他。
And on this foundation, that we would truly know the Lord.
那么中文翻译翻得很好，很贴切，说真知道他。
And the Chinese translation has this phrase, the true knowledge of him.
Truly know him, 哈，但是这是中文的翻译哈。那么，但是它很贴切原文，因为原文用那个字 epignosis， 它的意思呢，就是一个正确的、准确的、无误的认识。
And so the Chinese translation says the true knowledge of him, and it is a more faithful translation of the word epignosis, which is the Greek word used here, which talks about precise and correct and true knowledge.
我们对于神的那个认识呢，不但是需要认识神，我们要需要正确的认识神。So
our understanding, our knowledge of the Lord isn't just knowing and understanding, but it is this precise understanding.
那么多少时候呢？那么神的百姓走错了路。
How many times have God's people walked in a wrong path?
不是因为他们不知道神。
It's not because they don't know the Lord.
他们不是因为他们不认识神。
It's not because they don't are not familiar with him.
而是因为他们不是真知道他。
It's because they don't truly know him.
那么保罗他在那个罗马书第十章的时候啊。
Paul, in the book of Romans, chapter 10,
他说呢，弟兄们呢，在我心里所愿的，向神所求的， 是要以色列人得救。
He says, my hope is that all of Israel would be saved.
那我可以证明啊，对这样在神面前证明呢，他们向着神有热心呢。
For I testify about them that they have a zeal for God.
但是呢，他们不是根据的真知识。
But not in accordance.
这个真知识呢，跟这里真知道是同一个字 ，epignosis， 它不是，但是不是因为他们，但是他们不是根据真知识。
So, this knowledge in Romans chapter 10 verse 2 is the same as the knowledge in Ephesians 1 verse 17. It's not just knowledge; it is true knowledge.
他们呢，非常有热心，他们要来那个寻求神，他们要服侍神，他们要遵守律法。
They have this zeal for the Lord. They really want to follow Him to, serve him and to understand him.
那么他们，但是他们的问题出在哪里呢？
But where is their problem?
他们的问题就是他们不是没有真知识，不是真知道他。
Their problem is that they didn't have this true knowledge. They didn't truly understand the Lord.
怎么晓得他们不是真知道神呢？
How do we know that they don't have this true
knowledge? 因为呢，他说呢，因为他们不知道神的义。
It says that for they don't know God's righteousness.
他们想要立自己的义，他就不服神的义。
And they seeking to establish their own, they do not subject themselves to the righteousness of God.
他不知道神的义。
They didn't understand. And they didn't know God's righteousness.
他不知道神的义是这么样的高，高到一个地步，没有任何人能够达到的。
They don't understand that God's righteousness is so high that no man could ever attain it.
任何人想要靠自己的力量达到那个义的要求是不可能的事情。
For someone to rely on their own strength to achieve that standard of God's righteousness is impossible.
他们不知道神的义。
They do not understand God's
righteousness. 他们还不知道神的义呢，虽然是这么样的高，在人的力量是达不到的。
First, they understand God's righteousness was so high that man's strength alone would never be able to reach it.
但是呢，神的义呢，是可以简简单单的借着信心支取到的。
But God's righteousness is simple that by faith we can grasp hold of it.
他高到一方面，他高到个地步了，没有任何人能够做得到。
On one hand, it is high to the point where no man can by their own strength obtain it.
那么另一方面，它是这么简单到的一个地步，所有的人，你只要信，你都可以达得到。
On the other hand, it's so simple that just by faith, you can have it.
因为他们不认识神的义。
Because they do not understand God's
所以他们就不服神的义。
So they did not subject themselves to
it. 他说他不服啊，怎么这么简单呢？这个达到神的义这么高的要求，当时好好做了，这边好好学习律法，简简单单的信就达到义，他不服。
So they said, you know, God's righteousness must be so high, and we have to just follow the law. How can it be so simple that just by faith we can have it?
他们想要立自己的义啊。
So they wanted to establish their own righteousness.
他们觉得还是自己能够做得到。
They thought that they themselves could work and obtain it.
他们所以他们呢，他保罗说他们一生追求神的义，却达不到神的义。
It says that their entire lives they pursued God's righteousness, but they never obtained it.
那么以色列人是这样犯这样错误的。
The Israelites made this mistake.
那么基督徒呢？
Well, how about Christians?
那么基督徒信主以后呢, 这个观念怎么样呢?
What about Christians that after they believe, what is their experience like?
多少时候人信了主以后, 信主那一天说, 好, 我信主了, 那个, 感谢主, 主的恩典, 好, 今天好好做基督徒。
How many people after they believe in the Lord say, alright, now I believe in the Lord, now I have to live like a good Christian.
哎呀, 神的工作做完了, 下面换我做了。
And so now, I finished God's work, now it's time for my own self.
加拉太的教会就发生这样的问题。
The Galatian church just had this issue.
那么还不是一个仅仅一个加拉太啊, 是加拉太省的, 加拉太各教会都发生这个事情。
It's not just in the Galatian church. They were just the example. It happened in all the churches.
那么他们呢，信了主了，但是呢，他们是靠着圣灵入门呢，他们呢还觉得说，哎，现在还要靠肉身来成全呢。Even
though they were saved by the Holy Spirit and they entered through the door, now they wanted to rely on their own flesh.
啊，他们呢开始回去守律法。They
went back to the law.
他们的守谨守日子、月份、节期、年份啊。They
counted all the days, the holidays, and the
哎呀，保罗，保罗他心中非常焦急呀。
And so it caused Paul great anxiety.
他说呢，我唯恐在我身，我在你们身上是枉费的功夫。Says
I feel that I have wasted my effort among you.
在你们中间，我费这么大的功夫把这基督传给你们，竟然你们又回去守律法。
I spent so much time to preach the gospel among you, and now you went back to the law.
他紧接他们说呢，如果你们还要回去守割礼的话呢，基督就与你们无份了。If
you go back to the circumcision, then Christ has no part with you.
加拉太教会为什么会出这个问题呢?
Why did the Galatian church have this problem?
他在第三章呢，一开始他这么说啊。In
the beginning of chapter 3,
他怎么责备他们呢?
How does he rebuke them?
他说呢，无知的加拉太人。
Says you foolish Galatians.
耶稣基督已经活活在你的面前，是谁又迷惑了你们呢？
Who has bewitched you? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified?
他说你们受了如此之多，难道都是突然的吗？ 难道是果真是突然？你们是如此的无知吗？
What was this just plain? Are you so ignorant?
那么中文的翻译是无知的，那所有的英文的翻译 foolish啊，这愚蠢。那么其实是一样哈，就是这些加拉太的教会为什么犯这些错误，做这那个犯这些错误呢？
Why did the Galatians have this sin?
那么保罗说是因为他们无知啊。It's
because they are foolish.
不是真知道神他自己的恩典呢。Because
they did not truly understand the grace and salvation of the Lord.
竟然犯了跟以色列人他们那个犹太人犯的一样的错误。
That they have the same error as the Israelites.
难道你不知道我们是靠着圣灵入门，也必须靠着圣灵成全吗？
Did you not know that this work was started by the Holy Spirit, it would have to be completed by the Spirit as well?
不单是加拉太教会犯这个错误，哥罗西的教会也犯这个错误。
Not only the Galatians, but the
Colossians as well.
The Colossians also were misled, and they began to observe days and months.
你就发觉呢，就算是信主以后呢，我们对神的准确的认识何等样的重要。
And so we see after we believe this true understanding of the Lord is so important.
那么你说好，以色列犹太人是这样子，基督徒是这样子。那么以色列人信了主的那些基督徒呢？
So if we think the Israelites have this problem and Christians have this problem, what about Jews that have become Christians?
他们原来是在犹太教里头受律法的捆绑。They
were first bound by the law.
后来他们信了主了，那么就借着信，他们得救了。And
now by faith they've been saved.
那么他们应该知道律法的那个无用吧？They
should understand the uselessness of the law.
那你要知道，当保罗第三次旅行步道回来到耶路撒冷的时候
，So Paul after his third missionary journey, when he returned back to Israel,
那你的弟兄跟他说啊，弟兄台啊，你看以色列人信主的人有多少万呢？都为律法热心。
The the author of the book of Hebrews said,
The Acts 当保罗回来的时候，在耶路撒冷的圣徒跟他说：“你看，这么多信主的那犹太人，他们都在遵循律法。”
So in Acts, when he was returning to Jerusalem, one of the brothers wrote to him and said, "See, all of these people have now fallen back under the law."
那么，所以那个《使徒行传》呢，它在第13章开始的时候，那么它的 重心呢，从耶路撒冷移到安提阿，不是没有原因的。
And so in Acts chapter 13, the center of the focus of the book of Acts shifted from Jerusalem to Antioch, and this is not without a good reason.
当时间来到写希伯来书的时候。
And when we got to the point of writing the book of Hebrews,
那么希伯来书的之所以要写这种书呢，是因为当时的信主的犹太人呢，他们面对一个很大的难处。
The book of Hebrews was written because those Jews who had become Christians were facing great difficulty.
他们遇见那个一些逼迫，实际上又想回到犹太教里头去。
They were suffering under persecution. They want to return to Judaism.
所以呢，希伯来书的作者呢，写的这卷书呢，警戒他们。 多方的告诫他们不可以回去。
So the book, the author of the book of Hebrews, is writing to warn them to not fall away back to.
他要他们能够认识看见呢，主耶稣基督啊，他是那个实体，旧约呢都是影儿。
That Jesus is
the reality,
and the Old Testament is just the shadow.
当实体来了以后，所有这些影儿都要过去的。
When reality has arrived, all of these shadows need to pass away.
所以警戒他们不可以再回去。So
he's warning them not to go back.
为什么他们会发生这样的事情呢？
Why would this happen among them?
在以弗所书的，不在那个希伯来书第五章啊，他这么说他们。In
Hebrews chapter 5 says this.
他说呢，就着你们这个信主的这个功夫是年日来讲的话呢。
For all of them, by the years that they were Christians,
你们本应该做师傅的。They
should have been teachers.
那么他们从小在犹太教里面长大，知道旧约的圣经，然后长大以后信了主了，又知道新约的那个恩典。When
they were young, they grew up learning, the Judaism and the Bible. And now that they've become Christians, they should learn the New Testament as well.
他说，但是呢。 到了今天呢，还需要人用圣言，这又把那个用要人呢用喂来把奶喂给你们呢，那个不能用你们自己不能够吃干粮的。But
he says, you'll need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food.
那么凡事呢，只能吃奶的呢，都不熟练仁义的道理的。
For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness.
你们信主了这么多年了,
you believe in the Lord for so many
years.
You shouldn't need someone to feed you milk. You should be able to eat solid food by now.
他们因为多年依赖别人对他们的教导，对别人对他们的供应呢，他们没有办法自己在神面前这话语里面的供应。
Because for so many years they relied on other people to feed them, they cannot sustain themselves with the word of God by themselves.
所以当难处一来的时候呢，他们自然就想要回去那个信犹太教了。So
when difficulty arose, they wanted to go back to Judaism.
那么是他在第三章的时候呢，他特别在警戒他们，他把以色列的那个在过去的历史的那个记载呢来警戒他们。So
in chapter 3, the author of the book of Hebrews takes these examples from Israel's history. To warn them.
他说呢，圣灵呢有话说，那你们如果这个听见他的话呢，就不可以硬着心啊。So
therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts.
那么就像这当时啊，那个像你们在旷野啊，在像在那个旷野，他这个惹他发怒试探他的时候一样。As they
provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness.
在那里啊，你们的祖宗试我探我有40年之久啊，所以我厌烦那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。Where
your fathers tried me by testing me, and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with this generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, They did not know my ways.
我就在怒中起誓说他们断不可进入我的安息。
As I swore my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
以色列人当初在旷野的时候,
when the Israelites were in the wilderness,
神用这个神迹奇事把他们从埃及带出来。
The Lord used miracles to lead them out of Egypt.
用着云柱火柱在旷野当中引导他们。
And with the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, he led them in the wilderness.
他们是天天活在神的神迹奇事的事情里头。
They daily lived in before the revelation of the Lord.
天天看见神他的作为。
Every day they saw the work of the Lord.
但是呢，他们为什么倒闭旷野呢？
But why did they fall in the wilderness?
他说呢，他说因为呢，他们心里常常迷糊，不晓得我的作为。
It says they always go astray in their heart and they did not know my ways.
那么他们看了这么多的神迹奇事,
they saw so many miracles in Revelation.
圣经说呢, 他们呢, 为什么还走错路呢? 是因为他们心里迷糊。
The Bible says, why did they continue to go astray? They always go astray in their heart.
那英文翻译得很好, 他说, go astray in their heart, 他的心里走迷了, 不知道往哪里去了。
And the English translation is very good. It's as if their heart is lost. They don't know where to go.
那么因为这个缘故呢, 那神说我厌烦那个时代。
And so, the Bible says, the Lord was angry with that generation.
多少时候神的百姓为什么在旷野漂流呢?
How many times do God's people get lost in the wilderness?
为什么神今天我们不知道我们从哪里来,我们往哪里去呢?
And today, how many times do we not know where we should be going?
因为现在百姓心里迷糊,
because God's people go astray in their
我们不知道神他自己的道路, 不知道他做事的法则。
We don't know his ways, how the Lord acts.
所以你看是何等量的重要啊, 保罗在这里啊, 他在为他们祷告。
And so we see how important this is, that Paul here is praying for them.
求神将那个赐人智慧和启示的灵啊, 赏给你们, 使你们真知道的。
That the Lord would give them a spirit of wisdom and understanding, that they would have a full knowledge of the Lord.
我们里面需要有这样的真的认识。
We need to have this true knowledge.
好叫我们认识神的道路, 认识神做事的法则, 走在神的那个心意里。
We would know His will and His ways, and we would be able to walk in His will.
那么他继续说, 我们不但是要知道,
He goes on to say, not only do we need to understand,
是真知道,
but this true knowledge.
那么同时呢，我们还要看见。
On the same hand, we also need revelation.
他说呢，他并且照明你们心中的眼睛啊，使你们知道他恩召有何等样的指望。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling.
一面呢，我们要知道，还有一方面，我还要看见。
On one hand, we need to know. On the other hand, we also need to see.
那么 真知道里面一定是有看见的。
In true knowledge, there also must be seeing.
但是很多时候呢, 我们所认为的知道呢, 只不过是知道, 我们并没有看见。
Many times, what we consider understanding is just knowledge without seeing.
我在来美国之前呢, 我就那个, 知道啊, 在美国啊, 有这个尼加拉克大瀑布, 有这个大峡谷, 有黄石公园,
So, before I came to America, I knew that there was the Niagara Falls, the Grand Canyon, and the Golden Gate Bridge, Yellowstone National Park.
那这直到1980年我来的时候,
but in 1980, when I came here,
我们呢跟江平一起到那个 Buffalo 去看他哥哥。
I and my wife went to Buffalo to see my wife's brother.
那当然呢，第一件事情就带我们去看他的他们的那尼加拉瓜大瀑布了，对不对？
And so the first thing we went was at Buffalo is to go see Niagara Falls.
那不但是在瀑布上面看呢，我们还坐电梯到底下去，坐上船靠近那个瀑布啊。
Not only did we see it from the top of the falls, we also took an elevator down and we got on a boat and we went to see it from the bottom.
哇，那个船接近那个瀑布的时候，你心中会怕啊，那个大瀑布像是上面哗啦哗啦下来。
But when you're on a ferry and you're getting close to the falls, you'll begin to be afraid. You'll see all that water rushing down.
哎呦，我说啊，这个真是个大瀑布啊！This
is, you know, a big fall.
我这不是仅仅知道了，是我看见了。
It's not just understanding, but now I've seen it.
那么十几年以后呢，我们就有一次机会去那个大峡谷。
So About 10 years ago, we had the opportunity to go to see the Grand Canyon.
那我们在大峡谷上面看, 哦, 是一个大峡谷嘛,
and from the top, you see, oh, it's a Grand Canyon.
那么心中有点失望,
and we're a little, you know, maybe disappointed in our hearts.
那么但是事后人跟我说啊, 其实你要认识大峡谷的话, 你要下到谷底下去。
And so a person said to me, if you really want to understand the Grand Canyon, you have to go to the bottom.
你们在谷底下的时候,你真的看见那个大峡谷的那个壮丽。
You have to go to the bottom and you'll see, you know, the
grandeur.
The grandeur of the Grand Canyon.
那么我们因为时间很忙,我们怕也下去,上不来了,所以我们就没有下去。
But because we had very little time, we were afraid that if we went down, we couldn't come back up.
所以对于大峡谷呢,我是... 知道了,也看了,但是看了一半。
So for the Grand Canyon, not only do I know, but and I've seen it, but I've only seen half of it.
那么,对黄石公园到今天还没去过。
And Yellowstone National Park, I haven't gone yet.
所以我还留在那个脑袋里的知识里头。
And it's just so in head knowledge today.
多少时候呢,我们对神的那个真理认识的时候,常常不是这样的经历。
So how often today is our knowledge of the Lord not matched with our experience.
很多时候呢, 我们的知道呢, 还是在这个脑子里面的知道。
Oftentimes our knowledge is only in our head.
那么直到有一天呢, 神开我们的眼睛呢,
until one day the Lord will open our eyes.
看见了这件事情的时候,
to actually see.
看见神他里面的, 神他自己的荣耀, 看见他里面的真理的时候,
to see His glory and His truth.
哎, 我们里面才能真的说, 说,
Then we can say in our hearts, oh, we truly know the Lord.
很多时候呢, 我们常常在讲啊, 说我们不但是要知道, 我们还要看见, 对不对?
Oftentimes, we would say, not only do we need to know, we need to see it.
那么, 如果仅仅是知道, 没有看见的话呢, 还不能够对我们生命有一个真实帮助跟影响。
If we just know something, without seeing it, it's very difficult for it to be of help in our lives.
只要我们有一天真的看见那个真理的时候，我们里头有看见的时候，我们里面的人真完全改变了。And
only in that day when we see it, would our entire selves be transformed.
那是我们通常讲说你要看见，要看见了，到时你要看见什么呢？
And we'll say you need to see, you need to see, but what do we need to see?
那时候我们讲说你要看见，讲得很有点抽象。 Abstract.
Sometimes when we talk about seeing it, we're talking about in an abstract sense.
我们讲得太笼统,
it's too vague.
但是圣经的说要看见,在这里说要看见的话, 它是讲得非常的仔细的。
But when the Bible talks about seeing here, it is very precise.
它说你要看见什么呢?
What do we have to see?
第一个呢, 要看见呢, 它的恩召啊, 有何等样的指望。
What is the hope of His calling?
神呢,
the Lord has called us out of this world.
那么我们每一个人都是蒙主呼召的。
We all of us have received this calling.
那么这个呼召本身是有盼望的。
And this calling comes with hope.
在哥林多前书第一章的第一集到第九节, 他那里说到三个呼召。
In Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, there are three callings.
那么基本上呢，虽然不是他不是讲到所有的呼召，大概是代表性的，是包括我们所有的每一个人在身上所有的呼召。
It is not every single calling that we may receive. It is a representative calling that all inclusive calling that we may all receive.
那第一个呼召是什么呢？
What is the first calling?
他说呢，他写信给那个哥林多的教会，对不对？就是在基督耶稣里成圣。 蒙召做圣徒的, verse
2. To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling.
那么我们新的主呢, 神第一个呼召是呼召我们什么呢?
When we first believe in the Lord, what is our first calling?
他呼召我们做圣徒。
He is calling us to be saints.
哎呀,我们每次读到这里的时候说, 不太能够进得去哈。
And when we read it, may not be able to fully grasp it.
那么因为今天的受到这些宗教的影响，讲了圣徒啊，都是那些这个品性高超的，他们的这个服侍多服侍神的，他们能够行神迹奇事的。
Because we've been influenced by religion, we think of saints, we think of people whose spiritual condition is very high, they can perform miracles, and they serve the Lord, you know, in great ways. And therefore, the church would call them the saints. I don't think that this is only limited to the Catholic Church and their traditions. Today, in the Christian Church, when we talk about Augustine,
我们诗歌本里面说到那个是那个 Francis 的时候，他是 Saint Francis， 对 ，Saint Augustine.
Even in our hymn book, when it talks about Francis, we call them, you know, Saint Francis and Saint Augustine.
好像有一批人，他们是圣徒，他们是 Saint 奥古斯丁，他是圣人。
There seems that there's a group of people that are actual saints, Saint Augustine.
其实圣徒呢，就是分别出来的一批人。
But the meaning of saints are just the people that are separated.
那么我们每一个人都呼召是做成圣徒的。
But each and every one of us is called to be a saint.
我们每一个人呼召是从这世界当中被分别出来的。
We've all been called to separate ourselves from this world.
我们每一个人都是来做圣徒的。
And each and every one of us is to be a saint.
这是我们第一个呼召。
This is our first calling.
那么第二个呼召呢？
The second calling.
他第九节他这么说啊。
In verse 9 it says.
他说神是信实的。 你们原是被他所召呢，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
那么一同得分就是跟主有交通。The
English translation here is the called into fellowship with His Son.
那么我们第二个呼召呢，是来呼召了跟我们的主有交通的。
Our second calling is to have this fellowship with our Lord.
我们呢需要读经，我们需要祷告，我们需要服事。
We need to read the Bible. We need to pray. We need to serve.
我们需要传福音，我们需要有见证，我们跟主有交通。
We have to share the gospel, give our testimony, and fellowship with the Lord.
但是呢，我们呢里面的观念呢，常常不会把这个当做我们的呼召哈。
But in our experience, we may not consider this our calling.
我们呢的想法是说，我需要跟神好好的交通。 我跟他读经祷告，那个跟他有亲近。
This is something that we ought to do. This is our my job is to read the Bible, pray, and draw near to the Lord.
然后呢，我这个生命能够回应跟得上神的呼召，对不对？
And then only then would I be able to respond to the calling of the Lord.
哎呀，如果我没有跟神有好好的交通，生命长进的话呢，神呼召我了，我没有办法跟得上。
If I don't, have this fellowship with the Lord, and the Lord calls me, then I won't be able to keep up with Him.
但是呢，他这里说呢，我们信了主了，被世界上分别出来以后呢，第二个呼召是什么呢？
But here it tells us that after we received the Lord and have been called out to be separate from the world, what is our second call?
他呼召我们来跟主有交通。
He's calling us to have fellowship with Him.
我们天天跟主有交通，天天主那个亲近，这是他的呼召。
Every day, having fellowship with the Lord to draw near to Him, this is our calling.
他呼召我们出来亲近他的儿子，呼召我们出来天天在他面前享受他的儿子。
He has called us out of this world to fellowship with the Son to enjoy His presence every day.
当我们在那里读经祷告的时候，
when we are there reading the Bible and praying,
我们在回应神的呼召啊。
We are responding to His call.
神他在我们身上的那个有那个心意，他。 他巴不得我们更多跟他儿子有交通。
He wants us to have more fellowship with His Son.
那主他说呢，那个在那个约翰福音第六章呢，他那众人来跟着耶稣，问问这说，说我们要当做什么才算是做神的功啊？ 那么主怎么说呢？他说，信神所差来的，就是他，就是做他的功。
So in John chapter 6, when they were asking what should we do to do the will of the Lord, he says,
believe the one who sent.
Yeah, believe in the one who has sent him.
Yeah, 当我们来相信主，跟随主的时候，我们在做神的工啊。When
we believe in the Lord and we are doing His work.
当我们来跟主交通的时候，我们在回应他的呼召啊。When
we are fellowshipping with Him, we are responding to His call.
我们呢被从世界当中被呼召出来，神要得到一批人，是天天跟他有交通的。
Been called out of this world, and He has separated us to have this daily fellowship with Him.
那么第三门呼召呢？这呼召我们出来服事，对不对？
And the third calling is calling us out to do.
保罗呢, 他是被蒙召呢, 是做使徒的。
He's been called as an apostle.
那么有些人呢, 这是做传福音的, 有些人做当先知, 有些人做教师, 有些人做牧养的。
Some are preachers, some are teachers, and some are shepherds.
我们在教会有许许多的服事, 这是神对我们的呼召。
And in the church, we have many different services. This is another calling from the Lord.
神在这里, 他告诉我们说, 这些的呼召啊, 是非常有盼望的。
He's saying, Paul says that all of these callings are filled with hope.
出来, 那个, 呼召我们出来, 离开世界这件事情容易吗?
To be called out of this world, separated from it, is this an easy thing?
啊, 多少时候我们呢, 被这世界的所吸引啊, 好像出不来。
Oftentimes we are attracted by this world, and we can't separate ourselves from it.
天天跟主交通是一件容易的事吗?
Is daily fellowshipping with the Lord an easy thing?
我们是忙这个忙那个忙小孩忙工作哈。
We're busy with this and that, with our work and our children.
发现这个呼召不容易啊。
We find that this is calling is not easy.
我们出来服侍主，我们在教会服侍，更是常常碰见这个难处，碰见那个难处嘛。
And when we're serving in the church, we often find this difficulty or that difficulty.
所以我们难道难怪主说啊，这个被召的多啊，选上的少啊。
No wonder the Lord says many are called. The few enter in.
多少时候我们能够不到神他的呼召。
Oftentimes we can't attain to his calling.
但是主在这里告保罗在那边说，他我们眼睛第一个要被打开的是。
But Paul says here, first we need to have our eyes opened.
就是这些呼召呢，不是仅仅是一个责任，在我们身上一些要求。
That his calling is not just a responsibility or something the Lord is asking us to do.
他呼召的本身是有盼望的。
The calling itself is filled with hope.
每一个我们出那个神呼召我们做圣徒，我们一定成为圣徒。
When we're called to be saints, we will become saints.
他呼召我们出来跟他儿子有交通，他会为我们安排时间跟他儿子有交通的。If
he calls us to have fellowship with the Son, he will prepare time for us to have fellowship with the Son.
他呼召我们出来服侍主，他给我们足够的能力，给我们足够的恩赐。And
when he calls us to his service, he will provide for us the ability and the grace to do so.
第一个要明白的打开的是神这些呼召，只要我们认识了他的呼召，跟得上的呼召，神他自己负责。
The first thing we need to understand is that when we see this calling is that we have to respond to this calling, he will be responsible for the fulfillment of it.
当我们眼睛被打开的时候，
when our eyes are opened,
你就发觉这些呼召不再是责任，不再是那些我们努力去做的事，是特别有盼望的事情。
That these callings aren't responsibilities that we'd have to diligently perform, but they're filled with hope.
第二个，他要我们里头那个有看见的。
The second thing that we need to see,
就是他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
前面他说呢，他说我们在基督里面得的基业，对不对？
Before he said, we have received an inheritance in Christ.
那么我们在神的儿子耶稣里面得到产业。
In Christ Jesus, we have received an inheritance.
耶和华他是我的产业。
Christ Jesus is our inheritance.
但是我们知不知道？
But do we know?
有一天呢，我们要成为神的产业。
Now one day we will become God's inheritance.
他在圣徒中要得基业。
He will obtain an inheritance in the saints.
哎呀，我们在想说，我们这些人怎么能够成为神的基业呢？
We may ask ourselves, how can we as people be God's inheritance?
我们都是软弱的一群，这是败坏的一群。神他已经够丰富了，他不需要我再成为他的基业，对不对？
We are this weak and broken people, but God is so rich; He doesn't need us as His inheritance.
那你要知道，新圣城耶路撒冷不是一天就造成的。
Then we'll see that the new city of Jerusalem was not built in a day.
新耶路撒冷在里面的荣耀，里面的金子、它的宝石、它的珍珠，那的荣耀，它的辉煌。
That in the new Jerusalem, all of the precious stones and the gold and its glory.
那么有一天，他要成为这那个基督的心腹。
And it will be Lord Jesus' bride.
成为他羔羊的妻啊。
The bride of the Lamb.
圣城耶路撒冷有一天。 是圣徒的基业，更是神的基业。
The New Jerusalem will be Christian's inheritance, but it will also be God's inheritance.
但是圣城耶路撒冷它不是一天就造成了。
And it and the New Jerusalem wasn't built in a single day.
有人说, 罗马不是一天造成的, 哈, 那么圣城耶路撒冷是历史历代神在那里做事, 做成一个结果。
People often say Rome wasn't built in a day, but the New Jerusalem is God's work over all the generations and all the years.
如果我们相信主,
if we believe that the Lord is coming very soon,
那么他来的时候呢, 圣城耶路撒冷要显在人面前了。
The New Jerusalem will be revealed in front of everyone.
那么现在这个圣城耶路撒冷在哪里呢？
Where is the New Jerusalem today?
它是到那天主来的时候突然出现的吗？
That day when the Lord comes, will it suddenly appear?
圣城耶路撒冷今天神已经在那里建造。
The New Jerusalem, the Lord is building right now, today.
如果我们相信主快来的话,
if we believe the Lord is coming soon,
我们也得看见, 相信一件事情,
then we need to see and understand one thing.
圣城耶路撒冷快要盖好了。
The New Jerusalem is almost done.
接近完工了。
It's approaching its completion.
圣城耶路撒冷是谁啊?
What is or who is the New Jerusalem?
就是你我在神面前所蒙拯救的人啊。
It is you and I. All of those who have received salvation.
是神在我们身上多年的经营宝石的工作所累积出来所这这个盖的城啊。
And it is you and I, the work of the Lord's hands, and He has spent precious time on.
如果这座城已经快盖好了。
If this city is almost done.
而这座城又是你我在其中所构成的。
And it is you and I who are being built into it.
那么你我的光景。 应该是很好的光景了。And
you and I, our condition should be very good.
多少时候呢，我们就看见那个我们的天然，我们看见外面的事情。
Oftentimes we see our natural selves and the outside.
多少时候呢，我们里面叹息啊，今天是教会荒凉。And
oftentimes we may sigh within ourselves, the church is desolate today.
你如果是看人的光景的话。If
you see man's condition.
真的是这今天这教会真的认识神的心意吗？
Does the church truly know the Lord today?
真是能够彰显神的荣耀吗?
Are we able to reveal His glory?
真正是能够成为羔羊的妻吗?
Are we ready to be the bride of the Lamb?
但是呢,在他这里说呢,他要开我们的眼睛,
Here he says he will open our eyes.
让我们看见他的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
We see his calling has such a great
abundance glory.
The abundant glory, the riches of the glory of his inheritance.
如果我们眼睛被开的话,
and if our eyes were opened,
固然我们不敢欺骗自己, 教会是有软弱, 教会是有跟不上神的地方。
And it's true we should not deceive ourselves that the church does have its weaknesses and cannot follow the Lord perfectly in every place.
但是你要我们还要看见啊,
but we have to see as well.
圣城已经快要盖好了。
The city is almost done.
你我已经快要被预备好了。
You and I are almost prepared.
我们的神在我们身上的心意是要把我们磨成儿子的样子。
The Lord's will is that we'll be molded into the image of His Son.
神已经在我们身上做了。
And the Lord has already done the work.
做了多年身上的工作, 很多工作, 我们自己都不晓得神在我们身上做了多少事情。
And that work, we may not even understand all of what God has done in us.
多少时候我们读到登山宝训的时候，看主那么要求那么高，我们说啊，谁做得到呢？
And how many times do we read the Sermon on the Mount and we see these are the requirements of the Lord? No, how can anyone achieve them?
但是如果神开我们的眼睛的话，
but if the Lord opens our eyes，
我们回头来看神的这些年在我们身上的带领，
and we see the Lord's leading in our lives all these years，
像保罗说的，我是成了何等的人啊，是成了恩宠了才能做成的。 我今天回头来看，我跟我信主以，不要说信主以前了，我信这十年以前，何等样的不一样啊！
We may ask ourselves, you know, who I am today and who I was 10 years ago when I first believed in the Lord, completely different.
我们常常会看见现在我们身上的光景，我们要如果回去看的话，神在我们身上多年的带领，你自己不晓得。
Even if you yourself don't see that difference, the people around you will.
也许你周围的人天天看你还不那个还看不出来。
But maybe those that know you and interact with you every day may not see it.
如果你回台湾去，你回大陆去碰见老朋友的话
，If you go back to Taiwan or China, if you meet an old friend,
他说某某某，你发生什么事了
？They'll say, you know, so and so, what happened to you?
你跟以前不一样了。
You're completely different.
你不是我以前认识那个人。
You're not the person I knew years ago.
神要开我们的眼睛啊，看我们身，在我们身上多年，在我们身上工作啊。
We'll have to have the Lord open our eyes to see the result of His work over so many years.
神他在我们，在我们当中所得的基业，他得基业是何等的丰富。
To see the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
是何等样的荣，何等样的荣耀。
And how glorious it will be.
哎，这是需要神开我们眼睛的。
We truly need the Lord to open our eyes.
当我们这样一旦看见了以后啊
，And after we see this,
固然我软弱
，Even though we are weak.
但是在我里面的主他是刚强的。
But the Lord within me, He is strong.
哎呀，那个，在我们里面的主是有大能的。
The Lord within us is mighty.
他在我里面做了多少做那个多少的工作
？How much work has He done within us?
我们里头就满了盼望。
And our hearts will be filled with hope.
他是还要开我们的眼睛。
We still need to open our eyes.
第三方面我们看见的是呢
？And the third thing we need to see.
他说他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
What is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe.
你要再说刚刚说我们不要说我们常常眼睛看的都是什么呢？我们看的都是我们的软弱，对不对？
Well, we said before when we open our eyes and we look at ourselves, often we only see our weaknesses.
哎呀，确实我们是软弱。
And it's true that we are weak.
保罗说呢，他信了主了那么多年，他说是立志为善由得我，行出来由不得我。
Paul, who has served the Lord for so many years, he said, the willingness to do good is within me, but the capability of that.
哎呀，在我们里面呢，不但是有那个罪的那个律啊，有那个辖制啊。
Not only is this law of sin, you know, shackling.
里面还有那个死的律啊，在里面辖制我们。
There's also that law of death that is shackling.
罪的律啊，叫我们去做那些不该做的事。
And the law of sin calls us to do things that we not ought to do.
死的律啊，叫我们去啊，去不能做那些该做的事。
And the law of death prevents us from doing the things that we ought to do.
哎呀，我们因为天天看这看着，越看越下沉，越看越软弱。
So we see this weakness in ourselves, and we become weaker and weaker.
但是主是那个保罗这边祷告是说，那么还要一个看见。
Paul says that we have to have this other seeing, this other revelation.
要看见呢，他神在我们这些信人身上所显的能力是何等样的浩大。
What is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe?
哎呀，这个能力啊，是什么样的能力呢
？What is This power.
这个是能力，也是能叫耶稣基督从死里复活的那个能力。
This is the strength that has brought Christ up from the dead.
哎呀，我们身上确实是软弱。
We may be weak.
多少时候我们在正在叹息。
And oftentimes we may sigh.
但是我们要看见一件事情。
We have to see.
那个他在我们里面呢，基督在我里面不是软弱的。
That Christ within us is not weak.
基督在我们里面是有大能的。
Christ within us has great power.
他固然因为我们的软弱，他被钉在十字架上。
For our weakness, he was nailed to the cross.
但是他因着神的大能，他是今天在神面前活着。
And but by the Lord's great power, he was raised up.
保罗在哥林多后书在告诉说，如我们今天也要像这样子的，跟着在他跟他一样在神面前活着。
Paul in the Corinthians says, you know, we will be like him and raised up.
哎呀，当我们里头眼睛被打开的时候
，When our eyes are open within ourselves.
哎呀，你就发觉，固然。仇敌有势力，罪有势力。
We'll see that the enemy is defeated.
有 power.
The enemy may have power, and death might have power.
但是在我们里面的那个比是在世界上更大。
But the power within us is greater than them.
在我们所运用的显的能力啊，是何等浩大的能力。
The power of the Lord within us is greater than in all of them.
那么这个能力叫我们天天经历从死里复活。
And this power can cause us to daily be raised from
the
dead.
哎呀，固然我们是软弱，死的力常常在我们身上。
We may be weak, and the power of death may be in us.
但是如果我们眼睛被打开的话
，But if our eyes are open,
我们天天可以在神面前支取啊，神灵复活生命在基督里头，也今天也在我身上。
We would see that, you know, Christ, Lord, your resurrection life is in us.Right now,
当我们来聚会的时候，我们觉得软弱的时候
，And when we come together together and we feel weak,
神啊，请你复活生命的大能覆庇我，叫我能够好好来聚会。
May your resurrection power uphold me and let me be able to attend the services.
当我们出去发单张传福音的时候,
when we go out to pass out pamphlets, we may feel scared or afraid to share the gospel.
我们里面应该这个祷告,
now, this prayer within us.
主啊, 那复活生命的大能再次显在我身上,
please reveal your resurrection power in me.
叫我能够克服这一切的软弱,
let me be able to overcome all this weakness and the shyness within us.
叫我们的放心壮胆的高高兴兴的非常有盼望的, 我们发单张, 我们传福音啊,
let me with boldness and joy pass out in these tracts and share the gospel.
巴不得神在我们里面常常有这样的祷告,
We hope that we would all have this prayer in the Lord.
不但是我们自己为我们自己祷告,
not only to pray for ourselves,
也为众弟兄姊妹们祷告,
to pray for all the brothers and sisters.
那我们呢，这是父真将那个赐人智慧和启示人赐给我们,
may the Lord truly give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation,
叫我们能够真知道他,
in the full knowledge of Him.
这个真知道让我们里面有看见,
that in the full knowledge of Him we would be able to see,
看见他的恩召有何这样的指望,
to see the hope of His calling,
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀,
where the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints,
并且他下在我们向我们这信主人身上所显的能力是何等的浩大,
and what is the surpassing greatness of His power,
这是从死里复活的生命,
this is the power, the life of the resurrection life,
叫我们有能力来见证主,
that we would have power to testify,
我们更多的见证主, 我们更多的认识我们的主,
and as we testify the Lord, we would know Him more and
叫我们里面真正认识我们的神,
that we may truly know the Lord.
我们一定祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
因为借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们。
Because you have because of the Lord Jesus' death and resurrection, you have given us new life.
叫我们里面有活泼的盼望,
and we have this living hope.
我们在主里面真是有盼望,
and in you we truly have hope.
开我们里面的眼睛,
open our eyes.
叫我们能够真知道他,
that we will truly know Him.
不但是我们不至于走错路,
and that we will not walk astray.
更是能够在他的心意当中往前去,
that we will be able to continue to walk in His will.
来见证主的名,
and give testimony to the Lord's name.
祷告奉主的名,
we pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.